The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Happy Memorial Day weekend. I bring you gifts to help mollify the pain of a classically bad Memorial Day weekend weather-wise. Of course, it's good for the bars. We used to like it. Tony Marsh, we used to like it if there was a little sun to get them down here at least before it turned to garbage like this. But garbage nonetheless is what it is. It'll be a great weekend to hang out in great clubs and great places. I know that our friends, the Plaid Salmon fans, are at Josie's tomorrow night, and lots of great shows going on. I want to welcome you all. This is Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, Travel. Let the good times roll, and that's what we say and what they say in New Orleans. And one of the greatest bands on earth came out tomorrow, at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the great, great Tedeschi Trucks Band. Susan Tedeschi was singing, "Let the good times roll, baby." And it's a universal, song on an album that was called Rock and Roll by Louis Jordan in 1956, symbolizing the transition from the big band swing and the New Orleans jazz into what became rhythm and blues, rock and roll. As they say in New Orleans, the music that stayed became rock and roll. The music that left and went to New York and Chicago and St. Louis became jazz. But the music that stayed in New Orleans, that's the music that became rock and roll. And we're going to pay tribute to that over and over again. The gift we're giving you today is something that's been long overdue, and I don't want to get into why it took us so long to make these announcements about the concerts at Kennedy Plaza. One good reason is that Kennedy Plaza is being rebuilt, the stage, the boardwalk. It'll be beautiful for us this summer. There are other reasons, too, and one of those reasons that's very relevant is that we have a few little gaps in terms of all of the financing, and we are going to ask for some sponsors, corporate sponsors, major sponsors. We're not talking about our beautiful, beautiful friends that give us, $500 on the beach in Summers Point. We're talking about a little bit larger budget situation because we're going to do 16 shows. And like the stubborn Sicilian that I am, the stubborn Sicilian that my father was, we're going to do 5 Monday night shows because I think the boardwalk needs the Monday nights again. Broadway by the Bay was a success there. She went away a few years ago. There's been nothing new on the Broadway. Chicken Bone Beach is being cut back to only 5 dates in August. So I'm adding Mondays in August. And we call it Lundi Gras. And why do we call it Lundi Gras? Because that is how you say the Monday before Mardi Gras. Fat Lundi Gras is Fat Monday. Mardi Gras is Fat Tuesday. But, of course, we do our Mardi Gras concerts on Wednesdays. So here's the gift. 30 free concerts, one greater than the next, and many very, very big, popular, expensive if you had to buy the ticket, but free for all of you. 30 concerts. And here's how it goes down. 13 at the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point, June 12th through September 11th. With the exception of the 3rd and 4th of July, which will be celebrated by several different government groups, led, I think, by the city of Summers Point. But they will not be our dates on the 3rd and the 4th of July. However, we will be kicking starting June 12th with five-time Grammy Award winner, who just also won the Blues Music Award at the Blues Hall of Fame for Messing with the Blues with Buddy Guy, an album that has Joe Walsh and several major rock stars, blues rock stars on it, the great Tom Hambridge. And Tom is very gracious. He will sign, he will shake your hand. He's a beautiful guy, but he's a major Nashville producer, singer, songwriter, and star. And it couldn't be a better way to start the Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point. The week before, our good friends, Nick Regine and the South Jersey Jazz Society will have our friends P.J. Kiter and Will Kiter, the Plaid Salmon Boys, in their guise as a jazz band, the Hot Eights. P.J. Kiter and the Hot Eights, which is a tribute to the American Jazz celebration on the 250th anniversary of America, New Orleans, and the South Jersey Jazz Society on the beach, June 5th, with our own P.J. Kiter and his Hot Eights will do the tribute to Louis Armstrong's Hot Eights. Okay, Louis Armstrong, in many, many ways, is considered the symbol of New Orleans' gift of American music to the world. He was the world's first ambassador of jazz. And P.J. Kiter and the boys are going to pay tribute that night on the 5th. We'll kick in on the 12th with a little bit of Nashville, a little bit of rock and roll, a lot of great music with Tom Hambridge and the Rattlesnakes. Also, the Twisted Livin' Band, which is Will Kiter performing with the great Denny Schiller. I believe I got it right, Denny Schiller. They're a fantastic group. And on we go. 13 shows in Summers Point. Now, in Atlantic City, it's going to be a total of 16, beginning with June 24th and rolling every Wednesday to the 2nd. And we'll talk a little more about that. But also now the Lundi Gras shows. And those Lundi Gras shows, you do not want to forget about them, because even though we did Monday night shows 10, 12 years ago or more over there. We've been doing shows in Atlantic City for free on the boardwalk for about 15 years. But we did Monday night shows, but this year we're bringing them back, and it's really an amazing lineup on Monday nights for free. A lot of great headline people. I'll just run through it, beginning with Seven Decades, a rock star, Gary U.S. Bonds, with Dick Clark in 1959 up to this day with Bruce Springsteen, and This Little Girl, the great song that Springsteen wrote and produced for Gary U.S. Bonds and his great band, Fabulous, Fabulous, The Family. His wife is a background vocalist. It just doesn't get any better than Gary U.S. Bonds, one of the most famous rock and roll stars alive. And you'll hear me use that term a lot, because we have the famous rock and roll stars that are still able to get up there and do a fantastic job. Gary U.S. Bonds is one of them. Mitch Ryder is another one of them. And we're bringing them to you on Wednesday and Friday. That's the way we're going to celebrate July. Wednesday the 29th in Atlantic City and Friday the 31st of July in Atlantic City on the board, in Summers Point at the Legacy Concerts on the Beach, which has been at or near the top in the nation for the last 4 years. And we are very proud of that as well. So Gary U.S. Bonds, and opening for him, as if, you know, we use that term. It's the term that got me into trouble, I think, because I spent a few thousand too much. This year, if I spend a few thousand too much, I'll just have to pay the bill, because Tony Mark Cares is the company that produces the Summers Point Legacy Concerts on the beach, the Legacy on the Concert, Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point. We're going to have another rock star. If you look at what I sent out, Nancy and I work hard to put out a blast with a lot of detail about what we're doing. A blog blast usually comes out too late on Fridays. We try to get it done before that. But we're going to have another rock star opening for Gary U.S. Bonds. He is from the Spin Doctors. And that is a very, very exciting thing that we're going to be able to present that show as well on the first Monday night in Atlantic City. I just want everybody to know that Anthony Crizon is a true rock star. He, of course, played several albums and recorded, wrote, and was a part of the Spin Doctors for years, but also, very interestingly for music people, he did many sessions with the great, great Mitch Mitchell. If you don't know who Mitch Mitchell is, just think about this. One of the greatest rock and roll drummers of all time, and there's a real good reason for that. He was Jimi Hendrix's drummer. And Anthony Crizon worked with him for years. He'll work for you on August 3rd. Following that, August 10th, what can you say about Tommy Castro and the Painkillers? Just won another award for the best blues rock album of the year. We love Tommy Castro in Jersey because he's a blues rocker that plays these great blues rock songs, lots of rock and roll, Springsteen-esque, has the lilt of the Jersey Shore in the summertime, very popular all over the world, touring, I think, all seven continents. Tommy Castro and the Painkillers will be on the 10th, on the 17th, from Off-Broadway, where she played Janis Joplin, to the movie Across the Universe, where she played Sexy Sadie, and I can certainly attest to the fact that she is sexy enough to do that. The great Dana Fuchs will perform. And before her, again, Abundanza, too much of a good thing. That show starts at 7 o'clock for all the funksters and the old school funksters out there. How about Funk-tastic Voyage? Funk-tastic Voyage, a 10-piece tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire, War, Ohio Players, Chaka Khan, and Prince, and more. That's the way we're going to roll. On the 24th of August, for all the Allman Brothers fans and the fans of Americana and Southern Rock, we will have Melody Trucks and Valor Trucks and the Fiske Brothers and Peter Levin, who played B3 with the Hammond B3 with Greg Allman and the piano with the Greg Allman Band for years. One of the great keyboard players on the East Coast, a highly, highly sought after New York City session player. He will be in that band doing tribute. This is probably going to be one of the best, if not the best, tribute shows of the whole summer, and it's free. And you can pay a lot of money for tribute shows, but this is free. How about the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore, okay? One of the greatest albums of all times, performed by all those stars on the 24th. I wanted to do this Monday night just so we could do that one. And we come back to New Orleans on the 31st with Flow Tribe, which is a show I did for Dara Quattroon. If you're out there, Dara, I did this one for you. I saw you at Jazz Fest. We went to Commanders together. You owe me a call. Dara Quattroon wanted Flow Tribe, and she's getting them. They are really entertaining, fun New Orleans funky R&B band. Everything in New Orleans is a little bit funk. There was a word for funk in the 19th century. It was called syncopation. But we won't go there. Talk to your friends who have musical education. They'll explain it to you. The other stuff happening on Wednesday nights, I'm just going to blow through it. But the biggest one, and we're going to talk about that with my next guest or my only guest, because we're doing the second half of the show with the prince of the Tony Mark family, the great Billy Walton. The 24th of June is the first show in Atlantic City. And we're taking some of our other tribute shows and putting them together and blowing them up exponentially. So we're going to have a dozen performers led on the guitar by three of the finest in the state of New Jersey, Danny Iyer, Billy Walton, and Brian Vahely from the Nuts, the Coconuts, the Tony Mart All-Stars, great rock star, Brian Vahely. And Old School and Mega and Big Bob and the voice, the Brian Conover, and the Tony Martettes. Let's not forget, we're bringing the girls into it. The beautiful Patties, Patty Balbo and Patty Blee, Sharon Garland, a tremendously talented and beautiful, beautiful, attractive performer on stage, and a new member of the Tony Mark family by virtue of her association now with Billy Walton, Toni Teschner, and she is fabulous. It is really so exciting for old guys like me to be working with these vivacious, beautiful, talented women on stage. What a show that's going to be. Just listen to who they are going to be paying tribute to. And this is not all of them, but I want to tantalize you. This is June 24th, the first show on the boardwalk. We call it the Tony Mart All-Stars Superstar Rock Tribute. And let's just name off a couple of those superstars. If I can find it here in my notes. After so many notes here. Let's see. Here's what I wrote yesterday in my blog. This is just imagine this unrolling. Over 3 hours, we have two drummers, Old School Jimmy Glenn and the phenomenal Bobby Gimmel, who's one of the best hard rock drummers on the East Coast, definitely one of the top. And we have him. And we have Old School Jimmy Glenn, who's probably going to sneak out and do Rosalita. It's hard to keep him from doing that. Neil Young, Stephen Stills, Jimi Hendrix, Santana, Joe Walsh, the Eagles, the Allman Brothers, Led Zeppelin, George Harrison and the Beatles, the Stones, Billy Loves the Rolling Stones, Cyndi Lauper, Chrissy Hynde. I love Chrissy Hynde. Takes me back to 81 at the Mart. Bonnie Raitt, Prince, Taylor Swift, Madonna, and more, and more, all on that 3-hour-plus show. And that's how we open that up. This will be a mega tribute show, free on the boardwalk. And Billy Walton will be right out in front of it doing the Hendrix and doing, I think we might have him do Cortez. Everybody gets very, very involved in that. Billy is able to make his guitar emote and speak to you in very, very guttural kind of ways that speak to your soul. It's one of the reasons why Samantha Fish is so popular. She is able to do that as well. And of course, for the men, we also like the body the guitar is connected to, but maybe we'll get Billy to do Cortez. Anyway, before I bring Billy out, very quickly, I'm going to just run through the rest of these shows. We will have Anna Popovic on. She's an international rock star, and that's her show with her band, which is Fantastifunk. Great, great international band. She's from Poland by way of Holland, Amsterdam, L.A., and Nashville. Also on that show, we will have, let me see if I have notes on this. Oh, if I don't, I'm sorry. We'll skip over it. I don't have much time anyway, but one of the dogs in a pile. One of them doggies will be on that show. I have to figure out. It's not Jimmy. Jimmy was on the last one. Anyway, they will be guest stars with Ocean Avenue Stompers, which is, of course, Ian Gray, Ryan Gregg, and the great band. And that's on the 1st of July. On the 8th of July, Tab Benoit. On the 15th of July, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, blues singers in the world, Shamika Copeland, and Soul Project Nola. On the 22nd, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners. Grammy Award winning, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Lifetime Achievement Award winning. George Porter Jr., of course, founded the Meters. He was the king of Jazz Fest, King George of Jazz Fest, the king of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Did you hear what I just said? Hopefully this sinks into somebody. Get a poster, get a copy of a poster. The king of the Jazz Festival, free, on the Atlantic City Boardwalk, the 22nd of July, on the beach in Summers Point, on my birthday, July 24th. I do have a way of compensating myself. Anyway, Mitch Ryder comes in and does the following week, as I said, the 29th and the 31st. And then also on the boardwalk, then we go from there to one of the top people, two-time Grammy Award winner, Terrence Simeon, and the Zydeco Experience. Terrence has become so huge, he now has a Disney ride. Okay, not too many people have a Disney ride, but he wrote one of the songs in The Princess and the Frog, and it turned into a ride at the Magic Kingdom, and they're using his song on that ride. That's pretty cool. That's pretty far up there when you get to that level, and he'll be with us on the 5th. Ivan Neville, the Prince of New Orleans Funk, on the 12th, with doing songs from Sly and the Family Stone. Half of that show will be New Orleans Funk, and half of it will be a tribute to Sly. And then on August 19th, we're going to talk about this one with Billy now, Booker T. Jones, living icon, one of the most famous, greatest, and most respected songwriters, producers, keyboard players in the world, the great, great Booker T. Jones. Booker T. and the MGs, for those of you who go back. And Billy Walton will be there with the great young, the horn players, the Plaid Salmon horn players, with Billy, and they're going to play all those songs. Just think of it this way. About 70% of what the Blues Brothers did, they stole from Booker T. Okay. Pick up. You can catch that one. You can Google that for a while when you're watching the rain. And then on the 24th, one of the hottest Americana vocalists and divas in New England, the beautiful, beautiful Haley Jane, with Dead Zepp and their Grateful Dead Led Zeppelin melodies. And we really go out there at the end with the sound of Philadelphia. We're all over the world, all over the country. Let's not forget about TSOP. And that will be the official tribute to Teddy Pendergrass. Love TKO. And that is original members of his band, some of the finest contemporary R&B players in the world. I'm really proud of what we're able to do in Atlantic City. And we thank the CRDA and the city of Atlantic City. So we're going to celebrate now with a guy who is really, if I ever had a son, I don't think I could possibly want one with more integrity and more talent than this guy I'm about to introduce. That's how much we love him. And he's going to be a part of three of those shows. The big one on June 24th on the Boardwalk, and then the Booker T show on the 19th of August, and then back in Summers Point at our sponsor party on the 21st of August. Billy Walton, welcome to the show. Happy summertime. Happy Memorial Day.
It's here, man. It's here. Hey, Carmen, what's going on? So looking forward to Memorial Day, you know what I mean? That's the start of it all, you know?
Right, right. I was unloading 50 cases of vodka. So you're going to be all over the place. One of the things that I want to clue people into is that you're going to be Thursday nights at Josie Kelly's with a lovely and really, really evocative, great performer, Tony Teschner. And that's going to be every Thursday night all summer, right?
Yeah, all summer long. We're doing acoustic stuff. Oh, it's great. It's so it's a different vibe than the band, and it's a nice change up, you know? So it should be fun.
Well, it was so cool listening to this for the music people out there. Tony does the way, and she does it the way that Pop Staples and Levon was very big on the Staples. He loved Mavis Staples. He loved her so much. But he wanted me to open up the first night of the club with Mavis, but the weather in Chicago was ridiculous. It was around January, December, January in New Orleans. Anyway, she does that song a lot like the way the Staples do it. But then you play these really tremendous solos on the acoustic guitar in between each verse. And it's one of the most interesting and enjoyable versions. I just heard it, I guess, Thursday night over there. And you were telling me how much fun you have doing that.
Yeah, I mean, oh, that's the thing with our Thursdays. We surprise each other with different songs, and it's never the same. And, you know, that makes it fun as a musician to, you know, you know, if somebody takes a lead on a song and you get to play through it and, you know, have fun with it and play in and out. And it's a lot of fun. So Thursdays, if you're that's a good night to, you know, come chill and hear some right. different stuff, you know.
And they have excellent, if you're into beer, they have an excellent draft beer system. Nancy really enjoys the lager. What is it? The Irish lager, Nance?
The Harp. I love the Harp. The Harp. That's good. And the Guinness is great too.
I like the red ale. I enjoy that. I have to drink not the Boddingtons, but I forget which one it is. Anyway, we're gonna do three shows with you, and they're all going to be really diverse. But before we get there, I want to brag a little bit about us meaning Carmen and Billy, okay? Carmen and Jerry have been together for over 20 years. Rich Spurlock is your distant cousin. He introduced us. I think it was at JD's that I first met you, and we gradually fell in love. And it's been a real shall we say, commercial romance. And I'm so proud of all that we've done together. And I don't think anything is more important than what we accomplished when we did, we produced Wish for What You Want, right? That was the album?
Yeah. That's right. That's right. With Tony Bronicle and, Mike Finnegan. Oh, that was great.
And Johnny Lee Show. And Mike Finnegan, as I was saying before, actually, I was talking to Laura Kiter this morning and trying, I mean, not trying, because Laura is very hip and very intelligent, but relating to her and saying, hey, you know, we had Mike Finnegan here. He came to the studio. Where was the studio at, Billy?
That was up in Long Branch.
And Mike Finnegan flew in. Mike Finnegan, just for your information, if you don't know, musical director of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Etta James, Bonnie Raitt, Taj Mahal, I could go on. And he came in and did this album with Billy. And now he's passed. He's gone on. But he's on your album. It's an album, the only album I ever produced, because I was too busy doing other things, but I may start doing some more. I said to Laura, so I asked Finnegan on that song, Love the One You're With, was that you?
Mm-hmm.
Playing that famous, Billy, what do you call it? It's like the solo that comes off of the break from the chorus and goes into, what do you call it?
The Hammond B3 he played,
right.
And that's into
and
the
and you know what he said to me? He said, "No, that was Booker T. Jones, Carmen. So we're going to have the guy that really played that, even though we thought it was Finnegan all that time. And you're going to be able to open up for him. That was an eye opener. How many albums have you done, Billy? 10."
At least 10. I think, 10. Counting all the live records,
right.
And seven studio, and the rest were live records.
That had to be your studio memory of all times. You know, Tony Bronigal and Johnny Lee Shell. These guys collect Grammys like you collect ornaments at Christmas. You know, they're best.
The whole session was a party, you know what I mean? And that was cool. You know, Southside Johnny came in with us and played on a track, remember? And, we had the best time. You know, we laughed. We laughed more than we worked.
We know that you own the rights to that album, and we have to make it more known as to how people can get that, because you really want to get that album and have Billy sign it for you, that CD. It's a real treasure. So over 20 years, and we've kind of come up together. We were joking at Josie Kelly's. We've been through three owners over there.
Yeah, right. They got it right now, though.
And that's happening, and we're excited. We're excited about that.
Yeah.
We want to thank Dermot and Kathleen for allowing us to do that phenomenal show that we did Thursday night a week ago with Danny Iyer and all of them. That was great, wasn't it?
Oh, that was a blast. That was a blast. Yeah, that, always great. We have a show coming up on the boardwalk with them, too, right?
Right. June 24th.
That's
going to
be
fun. And it's officially called, it was originally the show called Everybody Loves Ernie. Okay, so you know where we're going with this. Everybody knew and loved Ernie Triunfo. We started the show as a tribute to him. Then it became the classic rock guitar tribute. Now it's evolving even more into what we are calling our Tony Mart classic rock superstar tribute, with you and Danny Iyer and Brian Varhaley across the front, Jimmy Glenn and Bobby Kimmel on the kit, and the Tony Mart All-Stars in between, and the Chicks. And the Chicks. We are very fortunate to have four great female artists, great women of song, Patti Bleed, Patti Balbo, Sharon Gardner, and, of course, your colleague, Tony Teschner.
Tony.
What a night that will be.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a blast. That's going to be we have so many good shows coming up this summer. I can't wait. I've been chomping at the bit. I was thinking about it all the whole time I was in Germany.
you got the Stones on that night. We're going to do, we'll do Neil Young. We'll do Hendrix, of course, and some of the other things that we like to do, like While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And, of course, let's not forget Joe Walsh. Rocky Mountain Way.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be doing all of that that night. So tell us a little bit about that run through Germany. You're regularly playing the Britain and Germany and other places in Europe. And then, of course, you're playing different spots up and down the East Coast, even though Jersey is still home. How did it go in Germany?
Oh, it went fantastic. Melle, what a great city that is. All the shows were packed. And, we go over there waving the New Jersey flag and playing our music. And, we have a new record that's coming out. We released a single already, but this summer it'll be out. Line 'em up.
Line them up.
The shows went great. England was great too. Like 2 weeks before that, we did a little bit longer tour in England, and all those shows went fantastic. So we're gonna be home all summer until October, and then we go back over. But we keep going over because we sell tickets, and they love. The fan base over there is phenomenal. I'm very lucky and fortunate to be able to go over and play to a great fan base that has been following us for years, plus the bratwurst is pretty good over there.
The bratwurst and the beer is pretty damn good. I can go for one of them, man. I love everything German. I speak, I'm semi-fluent in German, and I think Bavaria is kind of my second home. But let's go to the Huey Lewis quote. I got to use this because so many people are coming up to me, and it's gratifying and it's fun, but it causes me to laugh out loud when people say it to me. They're like, you know Billy Walton? You know that guy Billy Walton? You know that guy Billy Walton, man, he's really good. And I just laugh and say, 20 years we've been doing this together. And as Huey Lewis said, after 30 years, I became an overnight sensation.
that's all it takes.
That's all. No. God bless you, Billy. I'm so pleased that you are becoming such a known and famous, well-known rock star. We've known that you had the quality, the performance, the personality, the total package, for years, and it's beautiful to watch that evolve. I was saying to Laura Kiter, we all identify that in Will Kiter, and we're going to watch him go, and we're going to wind him up, and we're going to have him on stage with you. How do you feel?
Yeah, those boys are good, man.
Yeah, and they're going to play the horns with you on both of the shows that we've yet to discuss, the one on the in Summers Point Beach and one on the Atlantic City Boardwalk. You're going to have the Plaid Salmon Horns. They're also playing tomorrow night at Josie Kelly's early. I think like around 5 or 6 o'clock. And, you know, I don't think, unfortunately, it'll be a good day to go see our friend at the Point. We don't want anybody to think that we're not still doing stuff with the Point. We'll be doing Jersey Gumbo at the Point on July 13th. And Eddie has quite a few bookings for you on some big Saturday nights and weekends and stuff at the Point, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that place, man. That's great. Eddie's great. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to that, you know. That's always a good Summers Point vibe, you know what I mean? That's what I always say, right. the good Summers Point vibe. And you know what I'm talking about, you know. Music people, you know. Music people coming out, having a good time. So that's what we live for, you know.
It's across the street from the sacred ground. On the 21st of August, you will be performing as the Billy Walton Band at our sponsor party, Friday, August 21st. And you're going to have the Plaid Salmon Horns, and maybe we might have another guest star, major league guest star horn player. We may snag one that isn't out on tour internationally. We know a few, right, Billy? You and I, Serena, may snag one. But that night, you're going to hear these songs from Wish From What You Want and from the new album and all of the great original tunes of the Billy Walton Band, plus the Jersey Shore vibe. We'll hear lots of Southside Johnny, right?
Yeah. We'll do some Jersey stuff. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of intertwined with our music. So it's like, you know,
right.
I mean, you know, it's who we are. It's, you know, it always comes out, you know what I mean? So that's cool. That's the vibe, you know. All winter long, you dream about being on the beach. You dream about, you know, these shows, and, you know, and I look forward to it every year. So, I mean, this is going to be a great summer.
It is going to be a great summer. 30 shows, Billy. We got 30 shows, and, you know, we're just asking people to be generous, to sponsor, to donate, because we're spending a lot of money. But we're giving people 30 shows, and three of them are going to star Billy Walton, but each one is going to be so different. We talked about the Super Rock Star show. Now we're talking about the Billy Walton show with Southside, Jersey Shore, Billy Walton original from 10 different albums that you've done because you're a great songwriter and all of that. And then the last one, this is the one that I'm just crazy excited about because he's so great. Booker T. Jones, at about 80 years old, right, Nasty? He's about 80 years old. Incredible. This is the...
you know... He's an underrated legend. He's been on Otis Redding songs, Wilson Pickett songs, Sam and Dave songs. I mean, that whole group was Stax Records. They were the musicians. Booker T was, they had Green Onions, which was a hit. But how many hits did they have with, you know, Sam Cooke? You know, I mean, it's just amazing.
Right.
You know what I mean? The band... Everything it played was a hit, you know what I mean? Steve Cropper and, you know, Donald Duck Dunn, you know, and Booker T. I mean, legends. So I got to play with Steve Cropper. So now I'm excited to be able to play with, you know, Booker T. I mean, you know, that's going to be awesome. I'm lucky.
We're going to have the Plaid Salmon Horns, and we're going to have a conversation with Booker T's daughter, who manages him, and get his permission to do what we want to do. And of course, we will not do what he doesn't want us to do as far as play the Stack record songbook. I don't think many people out there other than the musicians or people who are professionals in the music business know how far-reaching this is. Isaac Hayes, Shaft, you know, this is
Shaft's
record. And Otis Redding, Try a Little Tenderness. How about Sitting on the Dock of the Bay? Okay, that's like when Mitch Ryder comes in and does Devil with the Blue Dress. These are like the 100 most iconic songs in the history of popular music.
I know. Yeah. And we're lucky to have them. You know what I mean? You're putting these shows on. I mean, this doesn't happen everywhere in the world. You go places there's not a music scene like this. You know what I mean? And we're lucky to have a music scene like that and you doing it. You know, it's amazing.
Nowhere are you going to see Booker T. Jones and his band for free at a concert other than on that boardwalk on the 19th of August, Wednesday, the 19th of August. So please, you know, indulge me if I play this hand a little heavy, but don't be ridiculous. You park for $10 in Boardwalk Hall. You come up to Kennedy Plaza. You can enjoy all the amenities of Atlantic City before, after. You can get rooms at good rates on Wednesday nights. Come and see an absolute living legend. What about the disco thing? Johnny Taylor, who's making love to your old lady while you are out making love and disco lady. That's all a part of that scene. It's amazing how far reaching it is.
I agree. And that soul music.
Let's not forget Mustang Sally.
It's been played in a few bars around here.
It's played a few times in Tony Marsh. Knock on Wood is one of them. I think he wrote Knock on Wood, Booker T, along with Eddie Floyd, the guy who is the artist, you know, of that cut. You heard that five times a night in Tony March, whether you needed to or not, man, you know. I would ask you, what are you most excited about? They're all so different. It shows what a great artist Billy is because he's excited about producing three different shows in three different flavors and genres. The classic rock, the Billy Walton Jersey rock, the Stax Records. What do we like to call that, Billy? Rock and soul.
Rock and soul.
Are you most excited about any one of the three?
No, I like them all. You know what I mean? And it's like different, you know, different ice creams. You like them all. You know?
Right. As long as they're good ice cream.
That's right.
Billy, Today you're playing in Asbury Park?
Red Bank. I'm going up to Red Bank. And then tomorrow during the day, I'm playing Sweetwater. And then I'm off to tomorrow night in Brigantine. Another home. Another.
Right.
That should be fun.
Sweetwater may not go off. They should call about the weather on that one.
But
the Elks,
that's acoustic.
The Elks will go rain or shine, inside, but only members are allowed at the Elks. We should remember that.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, we have so much to talk about and so many things to do, but I've got a few more things to cover, so nothing to it but to do it, ladies and gentlemen. The Memorial Day celebration starts at Tony Mark Presents and rolls onto the beach in Summers Point in 3 weeks and onto the boardwalk in Atlantic City on June 24th. What do we like to say, Billy? Let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll. Thanks for having me, Carmen.
We'll see you soon. Take care. God bless.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And, you know, when we talk about the diversity of Billy Walton, he also does my favorite Mardi Gras song, Pocky Way. you'll hear him get into that, and that's a great funky dance tune. I want to talk a little bit about Circle Liquor Store. Circle Liquor Store has all the things that people are most excited about enjoying in the summertime. Of course, the rosés are great, but Circle Liquor has over 40 rosés from Provence, which is the south of France. And it also has rosés from all over other places in Europe. It has some of those beautiful Gamay, Gamache, if I'm butchering that pronunciation, type wines from like Portugal and Spain. And then, of course, the Central Coast, California rosés are coming up pretty big now. That's very seasonal. Phenomenal French and Alpine Italian Pinot Grigio. I love the Pinot Grigios. These are all great summertime tastes. And, of course, and then you can roll right into some of the lighter reds, the Pinot Noir. Some of the drier Bordeaux are perfect light, lower tannin Bordeaux blends. And I've got quite a few of those that Circle has. I want to say happy birthday to our great, great wine goddess, Julia Stacy Riley. Happy birthday to you. And she'll be back next week with a lot of these different wines. But beyond the wines with Circle, you know, it's open, first of all, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you need that extra time in the summertime to do that. Also, at Circle, they have the most extensive collection of everything. And you can get it, or they don't have it, they'll order it, and they'll get it quick, because they have huge, huge power within the liquor industry. I also want to thank Rich Gerber. It's a very important time to lock into rates that have just bumped back up again. You can actually lock into some MIGAs, some multi-year guaranteed annuities, and some other annuities at much better returns than you could a month ago. So that's very important. Richard can be reached at 653-9101, 609-653-9101. We will do a more extensive discussion of all the different things that he can do for you. 47, 48 years, Richard T. Gerber Insurance. Happy Memorial Day, Richard, if you're listening. And thank you so much for being here with us. It goes so fast when you're having this kind of fun. But we're going to be out there. Happy Memorial Day. We give you 30 free concerts, summertime 2026. Until we see you out there, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.